Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, the Love Experience with Jane and Ingram. Yeah, this is where we started. Get ready back to the main ingredient, running down the mountainside, right here on the Love Journey.
Everyone must play fair. All you beginners know that you got to start somewhere.
I woke up thinking about Herb Kitman. I remember he played that a lot on Sunday mornings. Good morning, family. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was the main ingredients. Rolling down the mountains, the spot is on our side. All right, family, we're going to get ready to move into the place of stillness, invoking and inviting our beloved higher mind self and becoming very intentional about the breath. And as you become very intentional about the breath, I want you to take a minute to breathe in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, count to the point number 8. And then I want you to remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. And remember, family, there is power in the breath. And so collectively, we're going to breathe, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great, dynamic, powerful, infinite presence that is known by many, 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 many names. We recognize it as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not, come on, God, knowing that there is not, that our God is not. And so, I want you to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And let's do it again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family, breathe. There is power in the breath, family. Breathe, be still, and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. And last, God, be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. As we invite the Cosmic Mother. And as we send love into the mother energy on the planet, we give thanks to Mother Nature, Mother Earth, and all the ancestral great-great-greats, mothers that are in our lineages, all the great-great-mothers that are on the planet, the ancestral energy, the grandmothers, the great-grandmothers. We give thanks for mothers. As we thank you, God, we release into the universe the energy of forgiveness, into the feminine presence of the mother energy, for the presence of the mother.
Day 4, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my mother. Blessed Father God, Holy Mother God, today I ask for and allow myself to receive and experience your grace. Today I claim my freedom as I declare my willingness and readiness to release my mother from all hurt, anger, woundedness, judgment, disappointment, and sorrow hidden anywhere in my consciousness or being. I surrender all memories, experiences, circumstances, and situations where I have held my mother with blame or fault. I ask to be lifted above any and all judgments, critiques, assessments, perceptions, beliefs, and habitual patterns of thought in which I see and hold my mother as anything less than your perfect child. I ask that you fill me with your compassion, your truth, your knowledge that allows me to see my mother as your daughter, whom you love and in whom you are well pleased. Lift me beyond my intellect and ego that I may behold my mother with all my heart as you do. I rest in thee. I let it be. And so it is. Today, I forgive my mother.
Divine Mother, Father God, thank you. Thank you, Divine Mother, Father God. Thank you for the mother. Thank you for the nourishing aspect of a mother. Thank you for the love of mother. And when we heal the women and the men on the planet, we heal a mighty nation. Father, Mother God, I ask you to come and rain down your healing upon each and every mother in all of our relationships with the mother energy. Today, Father, Mother God, we decree and declare healing over all things as we arise in faith today, knowing that you have already heard our prayer and you have already answered our prayer. Because we bring all things to the source, God. We walk in peace of God that surpasses all understanding, knowing that it will guard our heart and our mind, recognizing in the stillness and in the quietness that will work for you and why you lead us in the way that we go. We see all the things that we ask you in the declaration of love as we declare in the name of the Christ consciousness that you enlarge our territories, that we will walk in the favor of you, that we will go forth and possess all the land that God has our name on. There will be no holdouts, no setbacks, and no delays. And we will not look back to return to the old. Father, Mother God, cause us to ascend this morning into new realms of power and authority and access new dimensions of divine revelation as you breathe new life to every dormant dream. Oh, Father, Mother God, I anticipate the good things that you have already prepared for each and every one of us today. As we bring complete order to our day, as we seek you first, God, as we make your will our priority in our life, as we rejoice in the new that you have given us, as we praise you for making this day so fruitful and so productive. God, we thank you for teaching us ways to increase our effectiveness, to work smarter, to work according to your agenda, to perform for you, Holy Spirit, in the name and nature of all that is good, God. We recognize this is the beginning of a new day that you have given us to use, God. And we give thanks, God, for the dawn of new possibilities, God. Every day brings all the possibilities of newness today, God. And as we recognize this to be the best day of our life, Father God, we give thanks because we know how we start our day is how we live our day. You are in control, God. Our beloved I am. You have given us authority to demand our morning, demand our day. And we give thanks, God, as we declare and decree that today is a new day and every element of our day shall cooperate with our purpose and destiny, God. And anything that is not of you, Holy Spirit, shall be removed as we command it to be moved out of our fear and influence as we greet this morning, God, with anticipation of God. You have already prepared this day for success for us. And so we give thanks, God, as you bless and anoint our thoughts. We give thanks that our thoughts are your thoughts this morning, Holy Spirit. We give thanks that you anoint our eyes, that we can see only in the eyes of love, with the spiritual 2020 vision that you have so placed in our retina, God. We give thanks for the melodic sounds, God, that our voices, that our ears are attuned to hear your voice, God. We give thanks for our power center, God, the place where you have given us to send vibrations and command the heavens to come forth into the field that you have so given us so evidently in our heart, God. I just thank you for your anointing over our life, God. We call forth that fresh anointing. We call forth that new wineskins, God. We give thanks right now, God, for fresh revelations, God. Oh, I ask you to come and anoint every cell in our body, God, that it will return to every highest vibratory energetic expressions of you right now, God, as we speak to every cell, every molecule, every atom, and every living system in our being, God. Oh, God, we ask you to come and touch our systems right now, God, that anything that is not of you, God, that it will be removed in the mighty name and nature of you right now, God. I ask you to come and anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread our feet, God, will only be on your holy ground, God. I ask you to anoint these hands, that everything we touch shall be blessed, God. Bless the work of thy hands, God. Touch and anoint these hands, that everything we touch will turn to platinum gold, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless and work with the anointing of Solomon, God, not just the wealth, but the wisdom, Holy Spirit, the anointing of Abraham, that we'll be so blessed, God, that even the blessed will call us blessed. Oh, Holy Spirit, I give thanks, God, for each and every person under the sound of my voice. I give thanks for you enlarging our territory. I give thanks for the word that you have downloaded in my spirit to share with your people, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to somebody's mind today, God. Speak to somebody's heart. Speak, Holy Spirit. And we come together and say, amen, 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 amen. Oof. Amen. It's good. I just want to thank you, family, for just doing what you do in my life. Thank you. And sometimes, you know, I repeat things just because I just wanted to get down in your soul. And so I want you to really hear this. This has been my inspiration to give me wind beneath my wings. For some reason, sometimes I don't know, I'm in a place where, you know, you write at it and you just got to keep going. And so I get up and I listen to this and it keeps me going. I'm sharing it again with you today. The hidden issues in our tissues.
In a room this size, everyone's dressed up and we look nice and we put on whatever we could to come on and look presentable. But what you cannot see are the issues that are flowing underneath the current. I promise you, no matter how good she looks, no matter how fly she is, she's got issues. She's got these issues that she's had to learn to live with.
I didn't realize that everything that I was thinking was affecting cells in my body. I didn't realize that the things that I was rehearsing was affecting the way that I looked, the way I felt about myself, the way I carried myself, issues in the tissues.
I want to be anointed to be seen by my sister. I want my sister to know that I was insecure too. That I was in a bad relationship to. Some people touch Jesus, get the power, and then act like they never had issues. But it takes a special kind of woman the kind of woman that I'm trying to connect with, to say, you know what, babe, I see you struggling, but let me tell you how I got my healing. I knew how to touch Jesus and then be seen. I wish that there were some women in this room and in this generation and in this world who didn't mind saying, yeah, it looks pretty now, but you should have seen how broke down, raggedy, disgusted, and insecure it was before I put the highlight and contour on. I want you to realize that before I had an incredible husband, I had raggedy, low down, no good, for nothing brothers in my life trying to mess up my self-esteem. I want you to know before I got the job that I had to work at the grocery store and I had to flip burgers. I don't want you to just see me in my heel state. I don't want you to just see Mary. I want you to see Eve, because had it not been for Mary, there would be no Eve, and had it not been for Eve, there would have been no Mary. What am I telling you? I'm telling you, another woman needs to see. I need to see you. I need to see you. I need to connect with you. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you fail. You're not going to be around me telling me what's going on with you. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I could never imagine. No, girl, I may have not gone through that, but let me tell you what I did go through. And let me tell you how I got healed. And let me tell you how I came out on the other side. I want to have a sisterhood of women who won't let another woman dissolve while you heal.
I want to say over your life that the enemy that you see today, you will not see that enemy tomorrow. I decree every diabolical cycle is broken. And I decree and declare that you are not only coming into new cycles, you are coming into new seasons. I decree old seasons are broken, and God is introducing you to a new season. I release the anointing of Esther upon you. I decree that it's not only your time, it is your turn.
Because I'm coming from behind, and I'm desperate to hear from you. I don't want to just be a church girl. I don't want to just be someone else who knows how to hoop and holler and dance around and goes back home and their life has never been changed. I saw a generation do that before me. I want to be a God agent. I want to be a demon shaking, soul stirring, create something down on the inside of me. I feel like y'all might want to preach a little bit today. God, do something on the inside of me that shakes up every doubt, every insecurity, every fear. I am desperate, God, to stop these issues. Can I just have 10 seconds for the desperate women? For the women who came to be cute, we'll get back to the message in a minute. But can I hear from some desperate women? Make a demand on heaven. Let God know that you're talking to me. I hear you saying something to the woman you created me to be. God, I can't let this thing take over my mind any longer. Loose your hold off of me, Satan. You have no power in my life. Loose your hold off of my family. You have no power in my life. God, give me my heart back. God, give me my mind back. God, give me passion for something other than what I see on Instagram. Put something down on the inside of me that changes this world for the better.
Wow, wow, wow. God put something on the inside of me that changes the world for the better. She said, I want to be a God angel, a demon striker, a world changer. She didn't say all that. I love it, though. You see, my times and my own vulnerability are dead on, just to shake up every cell in my body to remind me that I had to keep moving. And so I just want to share that with somebody that needed to hear that today. You see, I wanted to remind somebody today. You see, everything that we speak into ourselves, ourselves hear it. And it shows up in how we look, and it shows up in how we respond, and it shows up in our body, because we, because our cells have a mind, and it hears what you're thinking. And it responds to what you're thinking. And so I just want to thank God for shaking every doubt in our mind right now. That is breathing life into our dreams right now. That you have allowed to be dormant because you get tired. My sisters are getting tired. Keep moving. And so I pray that your spirit is renewed, revitalized, and know that you are never alone. Never alone. Never alone. We can do this thing together. We can do this thing. We can win together, family. And so today I'm going to get it back into our understanding of releasing. Because our cells do remember. Our cells do hear our conversations. And so it's important that we cleanse, forgive. We did a lot of talk about forgiveness, but have we really dwelled into the idea of release? It may come as a surprise that we must emotionally release or gain release from people, situations, and conditions in order to really bring healing into our life, our minds, our bodies, and our affairs. Even our affections strongly affect our health. Although we have often thought of intense emotional attachment as one of the highest forms of love, it's quite the opposite. Emotional attachment, it takes the form of possessiveness. It leads to bondage, whereas the way of true love is to free that which we love. In the knowledge that the way then opens for a more satisfying type of love to develop, one never loses anything worth having through release. Release is magnetic and it draws to you your own. If it's through strong emotional ties that we direct the substance of our thoughts and feelings into someone else's life, which we should be using in our own, the lack then appears as ill health or disharmony or some kind of imbalance. You see, the word release means to set free, setting free, a liberation. Often it is not an enemy we need to release emotionally, but a relative or friend or someone close to us. I heard once a fine healing formula is to forgive your enemies and release your friends. Khalil Gibran is one of the great said, love one another, but make a bond of love. Lift spaces in your togetherness. Stay together, yet not too many together. We often try to bend other people's will, calling in love, when it's only selfish possessiveness. Let me say that again. Often we try to bend others' will, calling in love, when it is only selfish possessiveness. Then we wonder why those involved do not appreciate our help and why they react negatively. Oftentimes we do that to our children. We hold on too tight. We attach to a specific outcome. We do that to people we love, our friends and spouses, and not allowing people the power to become who they need to become. You see, release produces harmony. All levels of life, we need to practice release. Often we think we want freedom from our problems, when in reality, our problems and freedom from us. Our problems want freedom from us. Though it can be ego-jolting when we give them that freedom, it usually dissolves. You see, release is like a healing. Remember I told you there's a difference between a cure and a healing. We go to the doctor, we get a Band-Aid put on a situation, and it feels better. But is it really healed? And that's what happens when we release. We forgive, but we haven't a lot of times really released these situations out of our lives, out of our energy, out of our memories, out of our... And so today I want you to think about releasing. You see, releasing is setting something free. Sometimes we hold on to things in a thought too long. Catherine Ponder in Diamond Laws of Prosperity, she said, releases produces the job. She had a little written up about someone who had wrote in. A public relations consultant was having business problems. For some time, he had had his own private company. With the help of an assistant, he had represented many fine firms, successfully handling their publicity. Then came a decline in his business, which caused him to realize that a change was apparently trying to take place in his career. He applied for several fine jobs that were available in his part of the country, his personal choice being one in his own town, representing a large medical center. You see, this prestige position would entail interesting travel and personal contract with some of the finest medical authorities there. Of course, his job would also offer him a financial security. But as the weeks passed, something delayed the decision about this and several other positions in which he was interested. Those in charge seemed unable to make the decisions about who to hire. And as his affairs faltered, he sought the counsel of his minister, who said, there is a block. The block is with you. There's something you need to release. Come on, God. And when you do, the right job will open up to you. And after quiet contemplation of this startling news, the businessman replied, why, of course. My wife and I agreed that a change in jobs would be good, but we are in the process of adopting a child, and one of the requirements is that we remain residents of the state. We wanted a better job, but we also wanted the child. And the minister replied, remember, the good of one is the good of all. If this child is yours by divine right, all legal matters will work out harmoniously in conjunction with your residence and your work. Please know that God is. So place in some situation, in God's hands, they release it to the perfect solution. The pieces will then fall into place. Together they prayed the prayer of release. At home, this man and his wife also spoke words of release, and within a few days, this executive heard from the medical center. They stated that he had been appointed as their new public relations consultant. Later, this company became the proud legal parents of their adopted child. See, your problems do not create themselves. You create them by your own effort thinking. Through speaking words of release, those problems are being free to work in whatever way is best. You see, release is setting something free. It's a liberation. When you want to be set free from ill health, when you want to be set free from lack, when you want to be set free from disharmony, liberated from other problems, you should speak words of release. A strong-willed woman kept saying, it's too hard. It's too bad my husband is such a failure in business. And she would say, I am the brains in this family. If I did not help run our business, we would go broke. One day she got sick for 3 months. And was able to go near the place of business. And through illness, she was forced to release their business to be run by her husband in whatever way he deemed best. It was a shock to this woman to learn that she was not the brains of the family, that her husband was perfectly capable of transacting their business affairs in an entirely successful manner. Later, she said, how grateful I am for that illness. It caused me to release my husband and our business to greater success than I could have ever dreamed possible. Your dear ones must have liberty to live their own lives, and you must grant it to them, or else you will create problems for them and for yourself. If you want to be free from all types of problems in your mind, in your body, in your affairs, then emotionally you must release other people to find their good in their own way. You see, a clear channel is then opened for greater good to come to all involved. Your own freedom and well-being depends upon such release. I'm going to read this one too, because so many of us hold on to our children. A professional woman was quite concerned about her son, her bachelor son. He was successful in his work, but he had never married. And he actually still lived with his mother, a widow. She had devoted many years of her life to rearing and educating this son. She felt the time had come for her to be free to travel and perhaps to enter into another field of work. She also longed to see her son happily married with a home and family of his own. She realized that her own freedom depended upon the emotional release of her son. Then it seemed that her dreams were coming true. Her son met a girl of his choice, but instead, come on now, listen to this, but instead of being happy about it, the mother became upset and resentful, constantly finding fault with the girl. And when she got sick, her physician stated she was suffering from hypertension caused by some secret anxiety. She wisely surmised that in order to be free from this illness, she must free her son to live his life as she saw fit. She began daily decreeing, "I fully and freely release you. I loose you and let you go to your good. The good of one is the good of all." Her anxiety began to leave. Her health problems began to fade away. Her son married, and she was then free for life, for the life she had secretly longed for. You see, when your prayers have not been answered, though you have conscientiously sought that answer through spiritual method, it's usually an indication that you need to practice some sort of release. You see, release of something, situation or people, release of some financial or health problems as you do, can open the way from your problems to be resolved. You see, most human relation problems will melt away if the people involved will practice the miracle power of release. Instead of us trying to make other people over to conform to our will in their way, people who hold tight reins over their spouses, their children, and their friends often wonder why prosperity and good health are personally withheld from them. People who hold tight reins over their friends wonder often why their own health is so poor. Free means setting yourself free. When you feel bound to other people, their attitudes and beliefs and their way of life, it's because you are perhaps subconsciously binding them to you. Then you begin to feel bound, chafing against the very bondage you have caused. Always you personally holding the key to your own freedom. You turn the key to that freedom when you release the personality, when you release the problem, when you can release the condition that you clutch in you. You are the master, never the slave of the circumstance. You become victor instead of victim. Them when you dare to speak the word of release to and for the person or thing you think is binding you. See, we gotta go. Here's a story. Catherine Potter, a peaceful, poison woman, was married to a cantankerous gay man for 20 years, her senior, yet they appear compatible. When asked how she lived in harmony with her husband's stubborn disposition, this woman quietly replied, "When my husband gets difficult, I just silently release him. And then he invariably calms down and does the right thing." She said parents of teenagers have found this technique helpful. People have a way of unconsciously doing the right thing when they are emotionally free to do so. She said in cases of alcoholism, drug addictions, and other form of mental illness, the use of release has often proved to be the turning point toward recovery. It's so important that we begin to release. I freely release you. I fully and freely release you. I loose you and let you go. I let go and let God heal you in his own way. Release people and things to be healed in God's own way. Sometimes I was talking to my girlfriend last night, and her mother is holding on. She's in her process of making her transition. And I told her to release her mother. so that her mother can go on into her next phase of her life. Even though it's not easy, and I know not easy, but I had to ask my sister to let mom go. She kept wanting to hold on and let the doctor say, no, let her go, Jesse. I had to convince my sister because she had the power. And even though it hurt, it was freeing to know that mom no longer had to deal with the pain. And I'm sure that all that pressure and compression on her chest when they were trying to revive her, I'm sure he had not allowed her to make her release. I'm sure she would have had so much pain in her chest. And quality of life would not have been the same. It's so important that we learn to release. Sometimes our problems are caused by too much possessiveness, strong emotional attachments to other people, or idea how things should come up, or either your words of release can cause freedom for people and things to subconsciously release you from possessiveness. We can speak words of release and gain freedom even from those who pass away in our life. Catherine Ponder wrote this. She said, you can speak words of release and gain freedom even from those who pass to the other side of life. Sometimes it seems necessary to do so, especially when the deceased has strong, domineering personality. She said a young husband was so dominated by his mother that he finally left his wife and went home to live with his mother. His wife bitterly said, if only my mother-in-law was out of the picture, then my husband could come back to me. And one day her wish came true. When her husband's mother died, but this young wife soon discovered that her husband was even more dominated by his mother after she had gone. And as he grieved for her and talked about her incessantly and kept remembering experiences that he had shared with her, he had even refused to move out the house. This was frustrating to his wife, who had expected him to rush home. Finally, this very young wife learned of the healing law of release and spoke words of release for both the mother and the son. To the mother on the next plane, she said, you fully and freely release your son to the earth. You loose him and let him go. Let go and let God guide you into your new experiences. And to her husband, she said, you fully and freely release your mother. You loose and let her go on to her good elsewhere. You let her go and let God manifest the adjustment. Gradually, this man resumed a normal attitude, a normal life, later returning to his wife. A beautiful lady had been ruled by her adoring husband until his death. His declining health and exhausted their financial assets, and he left her without any money, heavily in debt. Her only hope of financial recovery was through sale of the lovely home they had happily shared together for many years. Immediately following her husband's death, she placed their house on the market for sale, but for months, nothing happened. Finally, an intuitive friend said, your late husband loved this house. He probably has not released his stronghold upon it or upon you. And even though he's on the next phase, you can gain release from him through the spoken word. So the widow daily began decreeing to her deceased husband, you fully and freely release me. You now release this house. You loose and let go. You let go this earth plane and make your perfect adjustments to your new environment. You are free now, and I am free too. And the house was soon sold. All her financial matters were quickly resolved. You see, there's nothing new about release. The healing law of release has long been emphasized and practiced in various ways. You've heard it said that confession is good for the soul, but it's good for the body too. The religious practice of confessional is an exceptional fine form of release. Even much less sacred methods of release have healing power. It's interesting, in the autobiography of Mark Twain, he speaks of a famous pre-Civil War doctor who healed a patient by making her angry. She poured out upon the doctor her whole insulting mind. and she began to get well. Sigmund Freud, the founder of psychoanalysis, of 10 his patients by causing them to relive consciously repressed experiences of the past. And as the old experiences again became in the memory, the patients usually discharged strong emotions, sometimes in tears, sometimes in resentment, hate, or bitterness. And when this pent-up emotion was released, a kind of mental catharsis took place, and the patient was then restored to health. See, in counseling others, I found that once the person releases this pent-up negative emotion, their mind then clears and is free to a solution to their problem. See, the healing power of release and connection with all relationships and experiences is pointed out in the book, in an essay called Compensation by Emerson. He said this: we cannot part with our friends. We cannot let our angels go. We do not see that they only go out, that archangels may come in. He points out that such release is a necessary part of the law of growth, that such changes operate a revolution in our lives through which we can cast off the dead circumstances and the worn-out relationships so that the ones that are more friendly to the growth of the character may appear. What is he saying here? He is saying that when we release the lower levels, the higher levels come. Truly released and magnetic, you never lose anything by divine right, the act of it. Instead, you make your own good to appear. Somebody want to share with me that this is their formula for success by releasing. And he carried this card, which he printed the statement, and daily he read it over and over again, thus giving himself a treatment and release. And he attributed all his success to this form. And this is what he said: I let go my tense holds on people, places, events, and things. I let go what goes. I am not afraid to let go of a possessive attitude toward those I love or toward my possessions, for I know what I humanly release, I can never lose. If it is mine by divine right, it shall be so. If it is only that which man tries to tensely possess that slips through their hands, closed fingers escapes them, that which I willingly surrender to you, God, I never lose. That or something better will always be given to me by my lovingly, highly creator. Divine release produces divine and perfect results of health, wealth, and happiness for me and through me right now. Catherine Ponder says, a great statement: I now let go of everything and everybody of the past or present that has caused discomfort in, through, or around about me. We all go free to greater wholeness. We may have forgiven, but we may not have released. We may have holding on too tight to things and our children. Too holding on too tight to thoughts. Holding on too tight to situation. Too tight. We got to let it go, family. And release it over to God's hand so that it can be free to move into its highest and best place. And let me tell you, anything that we release is released for the good of all. Release us into the hands of God. Release your children into the hands of love of God. Release your family, anything that you're in disharmony with, anything that you expect something to be what you want it to be, release it today. And allow God to show you how to allow it to show up in your life. Just need to be released. Release it, family. Release it right now. And one of my favorite things that I love to say, and I love it because I've been using a forgiveness diet, but I've been using, and I call it my release diet. And you know how in the forgiveness diet we write 35 times, Janine Ingram totally and unconditionally forgive and whoever name comes up. where I, Janine Ingram, fully said release whatever situation that comes. I loose and let it go. I let God, I let go and let God's perfect good manifest. Let me say it again. This is a spin off of the forgiveness diet that we have been doing. You know, forgiveness diet is I, Janine Ingram, totally and unconditionally forgive and move the name to come up. So instead of doing a forgiveness diet, I've been doing a release diet because I often know that sometimes we need to release things. And even though I've been doing a lot of the forgiveness, I have to also know that I got to release things. And so it's I, Janine Ingram, I fully and freely release whatever situation. So let me think of a situation. Okay. I, Janine Ingram, fully and freely release any idea of lack. I loose and let it go. I let go and let God's perfect good manifest in my life right now. Or am I saying, I, Janine Ingram, fully and freely release Gunton. That's my husband, y'all. I loose him and let him go. I let go and let God's perfect good manifest through him right now. Or maybe you want a new job or a job transfer. I, Gene Abram, fully and freely release the job transfer. I loose it and let it go. I let go and let God's perfect good manifest through the job right now. And so that's my release mechanism that I've been working on. And so I want you to do you a release process. So remember now, in our seven stages that we talked about moving to the next level yesterday, one of the things was forgiveness and release. And so I wanted to bring this release process back so that you can recognize that you have to release in order to move to the next level. Maybe you got clutter. Ooh, let me tell you. I had to get rid of clutter myself. And so I had to, when I was doing the closets and under the bed and in the back porches, I had to ask God to help me release. And I often wonder, why am I so attracted to this clutter? Why won't I let go of this stuff? Now, you come in the house, it's beautiful and clean, but it's just too much stuff in that closet, especially that back porch. And so I had to say, Janine and Ingram, I had to get down, fully and freely release this clutter. I loose it and let it go. I let go and let God's perfect good manifest through this clutter right now as I release it all into the hands of God. Nothing but good shall come from this. I had to release that doggone clutter. I, Janine Ann Ingram, fully and freely release this clutter. Let me just tell you, it's so interesting. God had kept telling me over in that doggone desk, I got a beautiful desk that when I got laid out from work, I brung and put in the living room, and it's just so amazing. So one day I went through the desk and God told me to get rid of all the stuff that was from my old job. So I got rid of some of the stuff from my old job. And then I went through the desk again and got rid of some of the stuff. And then one day I looked up and I said to myself, God told me that I will not be going back to a job like that or anything similar. But guess what I did? I kept stuff that was still on a change matters. The company was for. And I couldn't understand why wouldn't I let it go. I kept saying every time I was cleaning out that drawers and those desks, I would say, well, okay, but I might need to learn. I might have to do a RFP, or RFP is a request for a proposal. And I could just, in spirit of sin, just get rid of it. But guess what? I wouldn't. Because I was still holding on to the idea of being blessed that way. And it took me all this long time to really say, okay, let me just throw all this stuff away. And when it came, I did pretty good with my shoes and my purses. But it was hard for me to decipher which clothes I should get out of there. And I just thought, just come on, God, help me. Help me to release stuff that is no longer serving a higher purpose. Help me to get rid of stuff I'm not using. Even if it's before the meet. So my girlfriend came and I gave her
beautiful shirt, and I was able to release a lot of that stuff that I hadn't worn 3-4 years, and even some stuff had tags on it, and she was so blessed because she was going back to work, and she was so happy that I gave her those beautiful, because let me tell you, when I went to Korea, I was getting ready to go shopping, and Spirit said, no, don't go shopping, go in those bags that you done had these clothes in, and so I went in the bags and went shopping in my own bags, family. Let go. I'm really talking to myself. This might not be for you, but I'm saying to me, I had to let go. And do I still have to let go? Yes. No matter how many bags of stuff I'm giving away, I still seem to have lots left. And let me just say, okay, I am such a information junkie. Right. I just don't even understand it, right? So I got all these magazines and books and books and books and books. I got so many books. I probably could beat out anybody's library, right? So Spirit was saying, get rid of this stuff now. I said, God, I can't get rid of my books, my art, and my CDs. So I still had these magazines that I saved for. And I got magazines, boxes and boxes of magazines that I save for my vision boards, right? Because when I go places, I collect these magazines, right? And so now I just need, I said, well, God, I just need to hold on to this stuff right here so that I, God said, release this stuff. And even some of the magazines, I had to go through the magazines and throw away ones that had been cut up a lot. And I had to go through, and that's what I've been doing. But I'm just telling you, family, I don't understand. I believe holding in it's a sense of lack. Why do we hold on to stuff when we can just get new stuff? Make room for new things. And I'm really talking to myself. This may not be for you. But I'm just saying, I'm really been working with myself to release. So I've been reading this book about clutter, and one of the things they said, when we are not able to release, some of us, have anybody on here been able to have been working out and eating right and doing all that stuff and then haven't been able to release weight? She was saying in the book that a lot of it is releasing weight has a lot for us holding on to stuff. We just hold on to too much stuff, fam. Well, let me say, now maybe not you, but I've been holding on to too much stuff. I got to let this stuff go. My back porch is so, I mean, I got stuff out there for the sunrise service. I got stuff out there for this, and I got stuff out there for this. And I'm like, okay, we got to get out here, organize it. And let me tell you, this is so interesting. God is so good. I don't even know where I even got this business card from. I was going through stuff for my vision board because I love my vision board. So I got all kinds of stuff for vision board, all kinds of art stuff, things that I pick up to make and enhance your vision board class and make that experience even more better, right? I found a card in there of a lady who comes to help organize and clear out stuff. Now, I'm about to call her because I think I need a little help, y'all. I think your sister needs a little help. And I'm going to ask her now. I'm procrastinating on calling her. Because maybe I had to really let go. Like, okay, come on, we're going to do this back porch. Come on, we can do this. And God already told me when I let it go, I'm going to be blessed even bigger. But I don't know, family. Pray for me, y'all. Lay hands over y'all, sister. But I'm just being serious now. I'm saying to you, it's time for us to let it go. We're being called higher. And we can't go across the bridge with all these issues, family. They're going to be calling us the bag people. Bag lady, you going to hurt yourself dragging all those bags like that. That's what they're going to be calling me in a minute if I don't get rid of all this stuff, right? We can't get across to the next level dragging these bags, family, whether they're emotional, physical, or even spiritual baggage. Our point today is to release, because release is magnetic. It's a powerful form to move into the next level. We've done a lot of our forgiveness work, but have we really done our release work? Let go of the clutter in our mind. Let go of the clutter in our hearts. Let go of the clutter in our lives. And even in the places where people can't see. Even though when people come here to see, they can't see the clutter because the clutter's on the back porch. I cleaned out those closets. No, there's not clutter in the front closet, but there's a clutter in that one closet and that back porch. And that's why I have to get back there. And every time I open the door to that back porch and I look out there, I get overwhelmed. And I go sit down and say, whew. So I know I'm going to need some help. And don't be afraid to ask for help, fam. And I want you all to help me, pray for me, sending me love, to get rid of the last part of the clutter. And that's what I've been doing since I've been back from North Carolina, releasing and letting go. I got to let go of that old Mercedes that's been sitting in this driveway so I can get me a new car. That Mercedes ML350, that's my new release. So y'all see it gone, see it sold for the highest and best price. I fully and freely release this Mercedes ML350. I loose it and let it go. I let go and let God's perfect car manifest in my life right now. Come on, car. I release that Mercedes. See, my husband wanted to keep it and say, oh, let's just keep it. No, we're going to release it. Got something going on with the trans. Is there something going on with this? He was like, well, let's just get it fixed. No, we're going to release that car for my new car. I'm letting it go, family. I got to let it go so that I can remove all this old stuff so I can get new stuff in my life. I'm letting that Mercedes go, y'all. See it with me. Pray with me and see my new car with me. I'm releasing all this stuff so that I can move into my next phase of my life, family. That's why we all on this release together. It's time. What do you have to release? You don't have to get on the line and say it. You don't have to be as transparent as me. But I'm just letting you know, just because I'm teaching it because I need to master it. And I'm going to leave you with this quote and I'm going to let you go. It's one of my favorite quotes. By Yogananda. If you want to learn something, you read about it. If you want to understand it, you write about it. But if you want to master it, you teach it. And so I'm in the master stage of releasing because that's what I said I was going to teach. Because I am learning to get to that next level of life that I can't have strongholds on my children. I had to release my daughter. My daughter was showing up in a way that I couldn't understand for a minute. And I had a stronghold in my mind because I wanted her to not go that way. I didn't want her to go down that street. And Spirit said, I called the prayer line. Y'all, I'm a queen of calling this prayer line, Unity prayer line. And the guy said to me, I'll never forget, he said. And I was explaining to him what was going on, and he said to me, Asia is a divine idea in God's mind, and nothing but good shall come over her life. Everything that is happening and everything that she is doing is for the perfect outworking for her highest good. And I knew what he said was right, but I still wanted her to do it the way I wanted her to do it. And even though it didn't look good or feel good. So what I did was I took everything he said and I wrote it in my journal. And then I just allowed myself to feel the presence of God in her. And I said, I, Janine Ingram, fully and freely release Asia Natasha Ingram. I loose her and let her go. I let go and let God's perfect work manifest through her right now. And I had to let her go. And when I tell you, that releasing is magnetic. She didn't let that boy go who was God's perfect child as well. I had to find the right words. She had let God's perfect child go because it wasn't conducive to her highest and best good. And I couldn't understand. Why? The boy, he don't have no job. The boy not going nowhere right now. Smoke weed all day and stay in his mother's basement. What do you see in that? And so I had to release her and him. And then I had to, I had to see him as God's perfect child too. Not only did I have to release Asia, but I had to work on my eyes to see him as God's perfect child. And if God could help me to see him as God's perfect child as well. And one day she woke up and said, no longer. I said, thank you for the working, the perfect outworking of God's good. See, I could go on and on and on with this release thing. It's powerful. I tell you, if you need a spouse, that I've been up every morning, I, Janine Ingram, fully and freely release Brenton. I loose him and let him go. I let go and let God's perfect good manifest through Brenton right now. Sometimes we got to release our spouses because we have such expectations of what we want and how we want them to show up in and out of our family. I'm telling you, this is a powerful tool right here. I had a girlfriend. We were laughing last night because of release. That's because I was telling her I was going to talk about release. We were laughing because she wanted to get married and she wanted to have a child. And I was telling her, she was so married to the idea of being married. And she was dating this guy and he wasn't showing up to marry her, right? So she came to me, we were talking. She said, Janine, I want you to coach me through this process. Like, we were laughing because she ended up getting everything she wanted. But we did a meditation, and we did a meditation on her releasing her idea of how marriage should show up in her life and who should show up in her life to marry her and how a child should show up in her life. So I coached her, and we made a gratitude box. And I bought her these when we made her gratitude box, I bought her these little heart stickies, those medium-sized heart stickies where you can write things on. And every day I told her to write, thank you, God, as I released the idea of marriage to you, Holy Spirit. And she came and wrote her statements out, I fully and freely release marriage into you. And that, so it kind of went like this. I, Janine Ingram, fully and freely release the idea of being married. I loose it and let it go. I let go and let God's perfect idea of marriage manifest in my life. Through all my changes, only good shall come from all. Right? We wrote it down. Then we wrote one for herself. And we knew herself being married. So we created Jamore. It was totally only about marriage. Her gratitude box, and we wrote in there every day, thank you, God. Even if it was just thank you, God. And then we wrote in her journal, her release statement. So yesterday we were laughing because she's been married for 3 years now to the guy who had been with her for years, almost 18 years, and hadn't married her. But we laughed because we were grateful that she ended up getting what she wanted. But what if God had released him because she released him and allowed God's perfect will to work through that relationship? She released the relationship. So it was, the release was something like this. I fully and freely release this relationship. I loose it and let it go, God. I let go and let God's perfect will manifest through our relationship, right? And we allowed the divine relationship to show up in the way that it needed to show up for the perfect and highest good for all concerned. Because we got to understand what's good for you is good for the other person. If that person is not for you, then that's okay. Because you're just releasing that person to their highest good. You're releasing yourself to the highest good and making room for the person that's for both of you all. so that the perfect outworking of God's will can come forth in both of you all's life. And that's what release does. Sometimes we are married to an idea of how things should be. We're looking at one door. This is who I'm going to marry. This is who I want. And you say, God, I want to be married. But why are you only married to the idea this is the only person that could marry you? If that person is not willing to marry you, then release that person to their highest and best good. And if it's the will of God and the will of them, because we can't change the will of people, but what we can do is change our perception. And if this person is not for the outworking, perfect outworker for both of us, then release that person so that the new person could come in who do want to marry you if marriage is important to you. I'm just using examples. If you're looking to bring more harmony into your marriage because you're in disharmony, then release and let your relationship go into the peaceful, harmonic process of God. So it will go something like this. I, Janine Ingram, fully and freely release this relationship. I loose it and let it go. I let go and let God's perfect harmony manifest through us right now. Let me say that again. I, Janine Ingram, fully and freely release this relationship. I loose it and let it go. I let go and let God's perfect harmony and peace manifest through us right now. Peace be still. Or you can say, I let go and let God's perfect peace manifest for the highest and best good of all concerned. Whatever you want to say, but release today, family. And sometimes we do not know what we're holding on subconsciously because sometimes we hold on to stuff thinking it's love. I did. My strong attachment because I loved people and I love people because I wanted people not to be hurt or whatever. Sometimes I had strong attachment to things that I had to let go that even wasn't even in my business. I had to let go of the strong attachment, of the love that I have for people that I would want the best for them, and they wasn't ready. My children, my friends, Brenton, even my family. So I just want to share with you that this release mechanism is so powerful. So I let you go. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can star 6 or press 1. This is a powerful tool to add to our arsenal. Let it go, family. Let it go. All right, family. Our life is a gift from God, and what we do with our life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice, family. Remember, don't just dream, but live our God-sized dream. All right, family, I'm going to take you back again, way back. I'm just going to take you back to rolling down the mountainside. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, my beloved.
How are you?
I am outstanding. I am so grateful for this call. I just came on at the end, but you get what you need at the proper time. And when you're talking about releasing, I've been releasing for years from the study from Johnny Coleman. And I learned through her, and I'm still releasing. And I'm here to say that you never stop letting go and releasing. It's an ongoing process as long as you're on the universe. It could be people, places, or things. But it's an ongoing process. It's a soul ongoing process. And I'm here to say that I release. I wanted my mother's home, visualize that, treasure map that, I got that. But one thing that I know as treasure mapping that I learned in my class is that you put on there this or something better. Because it has to be a God-conscious idea. You may want something for yourself personally. The ego, I want this, attract this. But can you take care of that? Can you pay for it? Do you have the consciousness to keep it? That's what I learned from treasure mapping. You put this or something better. I got my mother's home, which that's what I wanted for investment home. I was living in my home that me and my husband had together. I got the home, and what winded up, what happened, I had to release the home. I had to release my car. I had to release several cars before that. We had four Mercedes, but I had to release those Mercedes. And what I learned from releasing that my soul, my spirit grew more and more and more higher, elevated, closer to God. And I received more in the releasing. I continue every day when Janine was talking about magazines, books I had. I released those. I'm still releasing them. I just called the Salvation Army. They picked up books. They picked up furniture. They picked up clothes. I do that three or four times a year. Right now, as I move around in my home, I'm still releasing. I heard Spirit say, you got to release some of these things out of your bedroom. You got to let them go. And that is what I'm doing this morning, constantly releasing. So it's a process. But when you get sick and tired of being sick and you've tried everything else, go within and look, what is it that is stopping me from going further in life and know that truth and look within. The forgiveness, Murray Tompkins at UFBL taught at Johnny Coleman's church. She wrote a book, said, always when you pray, forgive. She said, because it'll be a constantly process all your life. There will be things that come out in your life unknown and known. But you need to pray and ask for forgiveness for yourself and others and situations that you do not even know of. So I'm here to say the releasing, thank God. And that's always I am, because I said I don't want a cluttered life, because a cluttered life is a cluttered mind. A cluttered mind is a cluttered consciousness, a cluttered heart, and a cluttered soul. So I thank you again for your energy, for your light, and constantly always doing your lesson, because the lesson starts with all of us that is in leadership. Know that that is what you teach. That is what you have to. That is what you have to be. That is what you have to master. Because everything I say on this phone, it starts with me first. Mm-hmm. I have to become who I say I am, and that's a high calling. I know that truth, and I know it for you. So peace and love, and Ashe. Ashe, oh. Thank you, Janine. Ashe.
Ashe.
Wow, thank you, Dr. Nadia J. Brown, all the way from the Maryland area family. Somebody else, good morning. All right. Thank you for sharing. All right, family. I just want to, I know I play stuff over and over again, but sometimes it's for us to get into our heart. I want you to really hear, you know, what she's saying, that these issues are in the tissue of our body. And everything we're saying to ourselves and everything we're holding on that is not serving our highest good is manifested in our life. We can't make room for things if we're holding on and if we're not speaking the right things to ourselves. It's powerful what we're saying to ourselves. Our cells have a mind. It has life. What are you saying to yourself? This is called hidden issues. Listen to it.
In a room this size, everyone's dressed up and we look nice and we put on whatever we could to come on and look presentable. But what you cannot see are the issues that are flowing underneath the current. I promise you, no matter how good she looks, no matter how fly she is, she's got issues. She's got these issues that she's had to learn to live with.
I didn't realize that everything that I was thinking was affecting cells in my body. I didn't realize that the things that I was rehearsing was affecting the way that I looked, the way I felt about myself, the way I carried myself, issues in the tissues.
I want to be anointed to be seen by my sister. I want my sister to know that I was insecure too, that I was in a bad relationship too. Some people touch Jesus, get the power, and then act like they never had issues. But it takes a special kind of woman, the kind of woman that I'm trying to connect with, to say, you know what, babe, I see you struggling, but let me tell you how I got my healing. I knew how to touch Jesus and then be seen. I wish that there were some women in this room and in this generation and in this world who didn't mind saying, yeah, it looks pretty now, but you should have seen how broke down, raggedy, disgusted, and insecure it was before I put the highlight and contour on. I want you to realize that before I had an incredible husband, I had raggedy, low down, no good for nothing brothers in my life trying to mess up my self-esteem. I want you to know before I got the job that I had to work at the grocery store and I had to flip burgers. I don't want you to just see me in my heel state. I don't want you to just see Mary. I want you to see Eve, because had it not been for Mary, there would be no Eve, and had it not been for Eve, there would have been no Mary. What am I telling you? I'm telling you another woman needs to see. I need to see you. I need to see you. I need to connect with you. I'm not going to let you fall. I'm not going to let you fail. You're not going to be around me telling me what's going on with you. And I act like, oh my goodness, I could never imagine. No, girl, I may have not gone through that, but let me tell you what I did go through. And let me tell you how I got healed. And let me tell you how I came out on the other side. I want to have a sisterhood of women who won't let another woman diss all while you eat all.
I want to say over your life that the enemy that you see today, you will not see that enemy tomorrow. I decree every diabolical cycle is broken. And I decree and declare that you are not only coming into new cycles, you are coming into new seasons. I decree old seasons are broken, and God is introducing you to a new season. I release the anointing of Esther upon you. I decree that it's not only your time, it is your turn.
Because I'm coming from behind, and I'm desperate to hear from you. I don't want to just be a church girl. I don't want to just be someone else who knows how to hoop and holler and dance around and goes back home and their life has never been changed. I saw a generation do that before me. I want to be a God agent. I want to be a demon shaking,
soul stirring. Created something down on the inside of me. I feel like y'all might want to preach a little bit today. God, do something on the inside of me that shakes up every doubt, every insecurity, every fear. I am desperate, God, to stop these issues. Can I just have 10 seconds for the desperate women, for the women who came to be cute? We'll get back to the message in a minute, but can I hear from some desperate women? Make a demand on heaven. Let God know that you're talking to me. I hear you saying something to the woman you created me to be. God, I can't let this thing take over my mind any longer. Loose your hold off of me, Satan. You have no power in my life. Loose your hold off of my family. You have no power in my life. God, give me my heart back. God, give me my mind back. God, give me passion for something other than what I see on Instagram. Put something down on the inside of me that changes this world for the better.
Some